The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slave of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the weed along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proceeded another parable to them: 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable: 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole bunch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet: 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowd, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parables of the wheat in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sow them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. In the harvester are angels. Just as wheat are collected and burned up with fire, so I will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fire furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, all to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
I always like this. I think you know, we see this, right? They're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace, wailing and grinding of teeth. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We love those words. Love those words of condemnation from Jesus today. I think when we encounter this passage, we have to see, say, how people are coming to Jesus. We see it's the crowds. But this is a crowd of people who want desperately for the kingdom of God to come in their day. And so if we don't have that also in our hearts, if we don't have some desire for the coming kingdom of God, none of this, it's not even that it doesn't make sense. None of this even matters. Okay, and perhaps I can stir up a little bit of love for the kingdom of God today by saying, look at what's going on in the world. And I can say that without even alluding to any particular story, but I'll allude to one. I don't have many because, like a wise man, I cut my cable about 6 months ago, so I don't have cable. Live a much happier life because of that. That's my witness right this morning. But the one story that came through still was about these teenagers watching and taunting a disabled man as he drowned and allowed him to drown without even turning around and calling 911. Okay? That's evil. Right? That's evil. That's not God's kingdom. This is some other twisted, perverted, whatever kind of kingdom, right? This is like when Jesus talks about there are those who are weeds and wheat, and we have wheat here, and this is the work of the Son of Man, that's Jesus. And then we have the weeds, and that's the seed of the enemy. And he says the devil, but it could be the world, the flesh, and the devil. I think we're right to see some of that. There is some black and white still out there. Unfortunately, there seems to be more black than white. But here we see that's the world we live in. Our world has produced that cruelty. There's something about us, and you could say no, right? But I have to believe there's something about the way that we live as a society that produces that kind of cruelty. It's not, that's not a chance occasion. And I mean, I could have that perspective because, again, I don't have cable, but you know better because you do. And these that's not an isolated incident, okay? It's gone, and that is not, right? So when we look at that, we might turn to God, the God we've come to know in Jesus, and say, can you get a move on, right? I mean, like, you've defeated sin and death on the cross. You've given us a share in your life by baptism. Can we not just, like, speed it up to the end of the story? I mean, when does God's justice come? When does God sort all this stuff out? When does he uproot the weeds? But Jesus knows, and precisely why he tells us that parable, is that we're not ready. We are not ready. Because that same line, right, delineating evil and good, isn't something that's external to us. It runs right through our hearts. And not every part of us is redeemed. How do I say that in words that people understand? Not every part of us is given wholly over to God's loving rule. Not every part of us is given over to God, which means that we still share the root. We still share, even as God's people, even as wheat producing fruit, right, producing the fruit of the Spirit, coming to full fruition, we still share roots with weeds, which is precisely why the time has not yet come. And so we ought to think, we should beg God for his justice because we so desperately want it to come. We so desperately want this world to be ruled by God because it would be better than what we've created for ourselves in our rebellion against God. But we ought also there to beg God for his mercy and for his patient love, because we need his patient love. We need his mercy. And my friends, then that's the whole turning point of the gospel, is that if we receive God's love, it is an act of mercy. We don't deserve it. But we're called here in this baptismal water, and also in our sharing in the life of Jesus in the Eucharist, we're called to receive God's love and then bring it to life in the world. And that's the rest of the parables. I don't have to go through them one by one. You can check them out when you go home. They're really quite good. Love the picture language that Jesus is using. You know, it's like yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, okay? So the kingdom of heaven is not right now the whole batch. You wouldn't want to eat a batch of yeast anyway, right? But the kingdom of heaven is not a whole batch, but is called to give leaven to the whole batch. And the kingdom of heaven is here then something that to say that we're put into the world as people who have received God's love and are bringing it to life. We're put into the world to bring that love to life for the people around us. But again, it all starts here with Jesus, who, like a seed, dies and is buried in the ground, rises to new life for God. We here in baptism die Jesus' death so as to rise to new life with him. We here, every time we approach this altar of sacrifice, we lay our lives down for God so that we can be part of his plan and his project to build up the kingdom. Not in our way, demanding immediate justice when we don't know what we're even asking for, but coming before God and begging his mercy, signing our lives over to him so that he might use us for the building up of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.